We've got spirit. How about you?
We've got spirit. Yes, we do.
All right. In ancient times of my youth, that was a popular cheer. Apparently, it's still known. How many times have you shouted some similar refrain to raise spirit? Our text demonstrates that there is a spirit that leads to victory and liberation, and there's a spirit that leads to dissipation. Ephesians 5. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Advent calls us to be filled with the Spirit for the Lord's coming. Your parents may pick up a bottle of wine or other holiday spirits as an appropriate part of celebrating the Lord's coming with joy and thanksgiving to the Lord. On the other hand, notice the contrast in Ephesians 5 between being filled with the Spirit and being filled with spirits. We are called to rouse our spirit by the former, not the latter. To be filled with spirits, we're told, is dissipation, a reckless choice that does not save ourselves or others. To rely on spirits to provide relief for a problem in life, lasting joy, real life, is foolishness, dissipation. So what is dissipation? It means to abandon moral behavior, overindulge. When we abandon what is right, the rule of law, godly restraint, we are also abandoning the path that saves. To follow instead the path of disease, destruction, devastation, and death. But that friend comes along, or the group, saying, "Hey, let's go drinking. It'll be spirited fun." What foolish idolatry it is to think that the chemical warping of our brain is really going to provide a solution to problems in life, or lasting joy, or life. God warns that the sinful use of spirits is dissipation, a lie of Satan that's right up there with his first one. Go ahead and eat the fruit. You won't die. You'll be like God. And so with the spirits of alcohol, Satan and the world would lead us to make foolish choices that lead to destruction. Look at the record. 6,000 years of the history of this world, and Satan's lies have always led to disease, destruction, devastation, and death. So be filled with the Spirit for the coming of the Lord. When someone is under the influence of spirits, it affects all their thinking and acting, and it creates an urgent desire for more. So notice, the comparison of our text is then pointing out that we should be bringing all our acting and thinking under the influence of the Spirit. And nurturing that urgent desire he creates to make joyful melodies in our hearts to the Lord, to be filled with the Spirit for the Lord's coming. Colossians 3:16 is parallel to our text. And instead of saying, be filled with the Spirit, it uses an equivalent phrase, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. So find and follow all the riches of Christ's word, for that's what it means to be filled with the Spirit for the Lord's coming. Sadly, many people claim to be filled with the Holy Spirit and yet refuse to follow His word in some areas of their life, thinking, what? Assuming they know better than God. How many times have you been tempted or succumbed to the same? But this chapter of Ephesians reminds us that being filled with the Spirit is the very cold, sober work of cutting off sin in daily repentance and being washed clean in the holy, precious blood of Christ. He was abandoned instead of you and me, that we might be cleansed. And yet, He never abandoned His Father's will. Not once. So that you might be clothed in His own righteousness. Being filled with the Spirit is living by and for the Lord's coming. By His coming into our hearts. For His coming again. For He is the only saving way. Yes. Satan and this world would lead us to make reckless choices that lead to devastation. But that makes our life nothing but a mere biological crawl from womb to tomb. So don't go on that path. Rouse your Advent spirit. Join the refrain. We've got the Spirit. Yes. Be filled with the Spirit for the coming of the Lord. For in Him, you will ride the cresting wave of God's purpose, which will break on the shore, destined to be your everlasting and delightful home. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 87, 8-7, stanzas 1 and 4.